All right, wrestling fans, we are 1 week away from Remember Their Legacy. We have a lot of things going on, and there is a lot to be seen this week as we come to you with Pro Wrestling America from the United Center in Chicago. We have Billy Travis, the man who has the shot at Hacksaw Jim Duggan and the American heavyweight title. He's on the card tonight. Ahmed Johnson in a non-title match. PG-13 also in a non-title match, as well as a last chance match. Akbar has set up a match where Octagon and Psychosis have to win in order to stay in the PWA. And then we end it all with the World Heavyweight Champion also in a non-title match. So we have a lot of things going on. Let's get right into it. First match is Billy Travis facing off against Steve Southern. And Travis comes down to the ring with a great air of confidence. He looks over at Southern with disdain. He tells Southern that he needs to just lay down and take the loss right away. Southern tells him to shove it. Travis nails Southern with a forearm and Young calls for the bell. Travis tries to make the match go very quickly, but Southern refuses to be pinned. Travis gets extremely irritated with Southern and throws him over the top rope. Young says his momentum took him over. Travis climbs out of the ring. He and Southern brawl up the aisle. Young follows after them. As they reach the top of the entrance ramp, Rolando climbs the Jumbotron scaffolding. Travis plays to the crowd as he has Southern in position for a pile driver, but Southern counters it with a backdrop. Rolando comes off the scaffolding with a senton splash onto Travis. Rolando rolls off the ramp onto the floor. Young tells Southern to get back into the ring. Southern picks Travis up in a fireman's carry and starts towards the ring. Halfway down the aisle, Travis starts nailing Southern with elbows to the side of the head until Southern drops him. Travis slams Southern's head into the ring apron and rolls him into the ring. Travis climbs onto the ring apron and Southern nails him with the shoulder block. Southern picks him up for a suplex, but Travis holds onto the top rope. Travis falls on top of Southern. Young makes the pin count, but Travis's feet are on the middle rope. Young doesn't see it, so he awards the match to Travis in a time of 11 minutes, 26 seconds. Billy Travis escapes the scare from Steve Southern. All right, next match has Interstate 74 champion Ahmed Johnson facing off against Dexter Poindexter in a non-title match. And Ahmed does exactly what Travis wanted to do in the previous match. Ahmed completely destroys Dexter, getting the pin in a time of 2 minutes 43 seconds. After the match, Ahmed drapes the Interstate 74 title belt across Dexter's chest. He grabs the microphone and tells Disco Inferno that this is going to happen to him next week at Remember Their Legacy. Ahmed picks the belt up again and steps on Dexter as he leaves the ring. The crowd boos as the champion leaves. Speaking of champions, you have former World Tag Team Champions Tully Blanchard and Chris Candido facing off against Brett Wayne Sawyer and Eric Embry, who just last week had fought the current World Tag Team Champions. And this tag team match is a great match. All four men have great moments. After about 5 minutes, Tully and Chris are able to isolate Brett in the ring. He tries several times to get a tag, but Tully and Chris keep him just out of reach. Finally, Tully gets the pin after a double slingshot suplex. So your winners are Tully Blanchard and Chris Candido in a time of 8 minutes, 24 seconds. We had Ahmed Johnson. Now we have his challenger, the former Interstate 74 champion, Disco Inferno, facing off against Great Kabuki. And Disco and Kabuki have a great match. Disco has the match well in hands. Kabuki goes to miss Disco, but he ducks. Kabuki ends up missing Nick Patrick. While Patrick is out of commission, Ahmed comes down to the ring. He holds the Interstate 74 title belt, taunting Disco. Disco challenges Ahmed to get into the ring. Kabuki climbs the turnbuckle and comes off with a flying knee to the back of Disco's head. Kabuki covers, but Patrick still can't see. Disco kicks out. Ahmed climbs into the ring. When Disco gets back to his feet, Ahmed drills him into the mat with the Pearl River Plunge. Kabuki covers Disco again, and Nick Patrick counts the pinfall. Your winner, in a time of 9 minutes 32 seconds, is Great Kabuki. Now we have the American Tag Team Champions, PG-13, set up to face Iron Mike Sharp and Kendall Windham. Akbar is looking to weaken the champions as they prepare to defend their titles against Bad Company next week. He signs this match for them to face one of the newest tag teams in the PWA. And PG-13 looks very well in the match, but Sharp takes advantage of JC Ice wanting to be an aerial superstar. JC Ice climbs the turnbuckle for a moonsault, but Sharp takes him down with a powerbomb for the pin in a time of 14 minutes, 43 seconds. Your winners are Iron Mike Sharp and Kendall Windham. Now we get to the last chance match. Akbar gives Octagon and Psychosis one more chance to prove that they are worthy of being in the PWA. Octagon has floundered all year. Psychosis was the first to be eliminated in the tiebreaker elimination match. Akbar tells them that he would rather have Rolando Freeman and Steve Southern in Devastation Incorporated. Akbar announces that they would have to beat a team of his choice or they would be out of the PWA. When the Mexicans agree, Akbar announces that they will be facing Big Bubba Rogers and Goldust. The Mexicans plead for Akbar to change his mind as Rogers and Goldust stomp down to the ring. Akbar turns and leaves the ring. When Rogers and Goldust get to the ring, they completely obliterate their stablemates. Rogers sets Octagon and Psychosis up in opposite corners for the Shattered Dreams by Goldust before Rogers drops on top of each of them with a 747 off the middle turnbuckle. The firings have started because, yes, Rogers gets the pin over Psychosis in a time of 4 minutes, 16 seconds. It's a week early, but the roster has already shrunk by 2. How long will it be before they come back? Will they come back? Those questions are up in the air, especially since we don't know who will be in charge of the PWA in 2 weeks. But that is a question for next week. Right now, we've finally gotten to our main event. As Akbar continues to try to stack the deck in his favor for next week, he makes Eddie sign a non-title match against Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. The match keeps the fans on their feet as both Eddie and Idol make it a great match. Eddie gets the pin with a handful of tights in a time of 16 minutes, 13 seconds. Idol demands the match to restart, but David Manning refuses. Idol tells Eddie that he better watch his back after Remember Their Legacy. Idol declares his intention to challenge the World Heavyweight Champion after Remember Their Legacy. Whoever wins between Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Goldust, Austin Idol wants the first shot. But that's assuming that he's still here. That's assuming that any of us are still here. There's a lot of assumptions going on. This was a quick recap. We have the big Remember Their Legacy Memorial Day event coming up next week. A lot of things going on with all the titles on the line, but also because we are remembering their legacy, the Living Legend Battle Royal, all of the PWA roster that is still alive in a Battle Royal, and also the dearly departed, all of those who have died, all in a Battle Royal for this year's shot at that. And what is going to happen? Come back next week and find out. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, for supporting Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. We will see you next week.